So welcome to Boys and Brunch. This is the show where we expose everything going down on the timeline. And speaking of the timeline, if you're watching this on YouTube, you get to pick the topic that you want to jump straight into. So it'll be broken down, basically. I kind of messed up that whole explanation, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all been here. So we have some interesting topics today. Not so big on pop culture this week, but we've got some interesting conversations to have. So I'm looking forward to this. We're going to start off with our only kind of pop culture topic, which is Wendy Williams talking about Sway. On her show and the fallout from that. And then we're going to move into, you know, eating bread at the table and whether or not that's tacky to do as soon as it reaches the table. And then we're moving into having your man home by a certain time. Mm-hmm. And then our final topic is going to be scary texts from an ex. Well, really, we only have one text, but it's crazy. So yeah, we're going to talk. And so I'm Jared D. King. I'm your host, Jared D. King. I'm joined by co-host Marcus Haynes. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. I am among the living.
Good. Brandon is not able to join us this week. And you know, it's so funny because he actually is able to join us next week, I believe, but you're not here. And I don't think I'll be able to be here because I'm doing a tennis tournament. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So our schedules are all mixed up. We're going to get it together.
We're going to get aligned.
But Marcus, why don't you give us a quick update? Let us know what you've been up to. I want to say hello to Connected. I see you in the chat. Hello, Hampton. Thank you for joining us. And Focus, thank you. So give us a quick update. What have you been up to?
Not a whole lot, for real. I went out Friday with one of my friends. That was good. We had the opportunity to kind of get out and link up and have some fun. But I don't know, I woke up today and I'm just like, today is a day. And it's kind of sucks because I have a whole lot of stuff to do. My parents are apparently putting together a family meeting. I'm nervous about that, so we'll see what happens with that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm assuming you have a drink handy.
I do, but unfortunately, I only have a little bit left of my red wine. I may end up having to go rummage around in between shows to find something stronger. So, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So I also see Born in Sapphire has joined us. Hello, Khalid. Hello. Thank you for joining us. As far as my little update, I mean, this past week, I guess it's been... I'm trying to enlarge my screen. This past week has been more about, I guess, recovering from my 4th of July weekend. I was just, I guess I'm a true ambivert, right? Because I could go out like all weekend and be like amongst people and just be out. But then like, I need like an equal amount of time to like be by myself. So yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing. And I think I'm back to feeling a little bit more, you know, social now. I'm going to play tennis later on after this. And I am drinking, this is, I guess, some kind of a weird spin on a Bellini. So I have Prosecco, but I don't have actual like fruit juice. I have tropical fruit.
That's close enough. It's some fruits in there somewhere.
So I'm like, I just had to grab something. I was just like, okay, I got something here. So I'm still doing brunch today. Mm-hmm. So I see you guys are interested in these topics. So, and hello, Albert, for joining. Thank you for joining us. We're going to jump straight into our first topic. We're going to talk about Wendy Williams on Swavey. Now, a few of you have said, who is Swavey? I'm going to let Wendy tell that to you. Let me share my screen. Because this whole situation is very interesting. Say that. Let's get this in here. Hold on. Okay, I need to play this in pieces because I don't want to play the whole thing and have YouTube ding me for copyright or something.
More followers than me. 2.5 million.
Oh. On TikTok. On TikTok, but on Instagram, you have more followers.
Okay, so yeah, he's a TikToker. And that was the first little bit there, but let me jump down. Like here. Okay.
So here he is. He's 19 and he was murdered Monday morning.
Okay. So that's how that went. I see your face, Marcus. Like, okay, so what is your reaction to that? Because it just seems so off the wall, but go ahead.
I'm biased already. Let me say that first and foremost. I'm biased already because I do not like that lady. But this just, I barely even have words to try to put this, how wrong this is. Because, like, you started off with dragging it, with shading this man. You start off with, like, oh, he has more followers than me. And you had your little producer lackey being like, oh, but you have more followers on Instagram. Like, that matters if the man is dead. And this, it really feels like she tried to, like, bait the audience because, you know, she did a whole little shade, like, little turnaround looking at him so they would laugh. And then go, like, oh, well, he's dead. Like, who does that, bro? Like, What was the reason? You know, insert Cardi gift. What was the reason?
Right. Yeah, I just, you know, I won't even get into it because I do want to share some of the counter argument that some people have said on Twitter as well.
Please do.
So, hold on, let me share this.
I am confusion.
Okay, so here we go. So the tweet is, let me see if I can enlarge this a little bit. So the tweet says, don't take it personal. I think Wendy just had a very weird delay. She announced the passing of her own mother in a similar way. So I'll play this for you.
My mother, she's like, Wendy, you got them. They're long. You show them. Yeah. She also talked me into picking out this outfit today. She's also died. Yeah, my mother.
So I just want to say, I don't even think that that's the same thing.
It's not.
You know, you can, it's almost like, you know, you're remembering somebody fondly and just saying something, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the first one was more like, It was very shady. It was very shady. It's like, okay, and then to cap that off with, well, he was, you know, he was murdered yesterday or something. Like, no, like, why are we doing this? I don't get it. Albert Ivory Jr. saying, Wendy never learns. And Born in Sapphire is saying, there is no counter argument. Mama Shay is saying it's not the same. So a lot of people are kind of echoing what we're thinking here. Do you think we should be done with Wendy Williams?
I think we should have been done with Wendy Williams, but that's me personally. If not this, we should have been done with Wendy Williams when she had Tabitha Brown had to come out of a bag to drag her all up and down these internet streets. Tabitha got on the internet and said, my God, the pain that woman must be. And that should have been it. We should have been done after that.
That was, yeah. I forgot about that.
It keeps me, it slims in my head rent free.
Hilarious. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Tabitha Brown is, I guess she's an influencer, but she's also she's a business owner.
She acts on a couple of things too.
Okay. Yeah. And then there was an issue about Wendy saying something about her husband. Who was it that was working and that was switching out?
So what it was the way that Tabitha explained it was that her husband was, you know, was working to support them while she, Tabitha, was like trying to, you know, live her dream, be an actress, all that stuff, type of stuff. And now that, you know, Tabitha has kind of like made it. She, what they said, retired her husband. Basically, it was like, well, you ain't got to work to support us no more. Like, I can do that. So you can now, basically, we're going to switch roles. Now you can start following your dreams. I'm going to make sure we stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
And Wendy was not happy.
Yeah, no. So no, Wendy had something to say about that. And then of course she came back with the legendary, you know, clapback. That was like the nice nasty.
Real nice nasty. Like, it is so funny. I feel like if it had been anybody else, I'd be like, that's real passive aggressive. But nope, I don't like Wendy, so who cares?
One of the questions here in the chat was from Mama Shay. She says, why did she choose to comment on this person specifically? My guess is that because he is one of the super popular TikTokers that a lot of people know about, that was just, you know, I mean, Hot Topics, they just kind of throw things in there and it's like a quick, you know, 1 minute segment on each hot topic from what I remember. They don't take quite as much time as we do talking about each thing.
Question. Yeah. Though I would expect that you would tailor your hot topics to the audience. And it was clear that nobody in that audience knew who that man was. I didn't know who
exactly.
That was.
Exactly. So, I don't know. You know, I mean, I guess, yeah, I agree completely. So I don't know why he was even brought up. And I mean, if you're not going to bring him up in a way that is respectful of the situation, then he didn't do nothing to you.
You know, that man didn't do nothing to you.
Nothing to you. So I'm just curious. Yeah, you know, like sometimes the shade really is not necessary. Khalid says the producers choose the topics, and yeah, so it's not necessarily Wendy choosing the topics, I suppose. I'm sure she has some. I'm sure she has some say in it. But yeah, I mean, like same point though. It's just like let's think about the audience here. You know, so anyway, I do remember when Wendy was on radio, and I remember my first impression of her was very negative. And I was just like, okay, she's just a little too messy and a little too like base for me. And I think with the Wendy Williams show, she kind of got a little bit of a brand revamp, so to speak, because I feel like a lot of people may have felt that way, but then with this, it was very entertaining. And I'm just curious, do you think like we enable people like this who are able to entertain us and just keep us talking? Like, I feel like I'm just surprised that she hasn't been off the air already.
No, most definitely. That's the entire reason why the shade room still exists. Somebody said it in the comments, and I agree. The people love mess. The people love mess, so they're gonna find a way to support mess up until the point where the mess comes to their front door. So it's like, yeah, like we definitely enabled, and you know, generally, we definitely like enable this type of stuff because it's funny to a lot of people. But it's just like in times like this, we'll be like, why do you do that?
All right. So, yeah. So, I mean, I think that kind of covers this topic. It'll be interesting to see whether she can recover. She seemed to recover from all of her things anyway. So.
Because people love mess.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully that won't happen again. But anyway, I just do want to mention before we move into our next topic that we do have a Patreon available. So if you want to jump on to go to boysandbrunch.com or go to patreon.com/JaredDKing, sign up at $4 a month. You get access to our exclusive after show and our Discord server. So all of the Gorgeois can get together and chat after the show during the week. It's a fun time. So second topic. Eating bread at the tables. Now, see, I was so busy trying to get the ones that I needed up on the screen. Let me pull this up because this I don't actually need on the screen. I was just going to read it, but I didn't actually prepare it. So let me just pull this up really quickly. Okay. So at Slick Sista tweeted, had this argument in a GC, but I want to know the truth. Isn't it very tacky for somebody to eat the free bread as soon as you get it? What are your thoughts on that, Marcus?
China gave it to us for to be eaten. It's free, but as high as the rest of this stuff be in these restaurants, you better eat everything, that eat what they give you, and tell them to give you some out. Like,
it's just so funny because everybody, like, the poll that she had was a yes or a no, and I think 2.7% said yes, 97.3% said no, it is not tacky to eat. And I'm like, I just know when I'm hungry, I'm eating. I remember one time I was, we were on vacation. This was when I was like 8 or something. And we were like hopping for, I don't know why. It's still like, I don't know why adults do what they do, but whatever. So we were hopping from one restaurant to the next restaurant, and it was just like too much. I was like, can we just sit down and eat somewhere? So we sat down at one restaurant and they brought bread to the table. And I was just started eating because I was like, I don't know what y'all doing. I'm hungry. But, you know, it was one of the restaurants that we decided to get up and leave from and go to something else. And I was sitting there eating, and my uncle had to like gruffly like say, like, get up, like, let's go. I'm like, okay, let me
get this glass.
But I'm curious, like, do you have any rules of like courtesy around the table, like when you go out to eat at the restaurant?
I mean, I don't think anything outside like a standard, like, because I like Mexican, so we go to a lot of Mexican restaurants. Mm-hmm. So if it's some sauce, if I like, don't double dip. Like, I probably do know where your mouth has been, and I do not want that. But like, yeah, not for real, because like, especially with the bread thing, like, I can remember being younger and my folks encouraging us to eat the bread because that means they had to spend less money on actual food. So it's like, yeah, we already paying these people enough money. Like, anybody got time for to be trying to pick and choose as to what's tacky and what's not? You eat this bread, drink this water, do what you do.
Right. Look, I just, you know, certain things have escaped me, I suppose. You know, I've never heard that rule of not eating bread when it comes to the table. I'm like, it's there, dig in. And I'm the same way about my food. Now, I have gone out with friends who won't eat until everybody has their food. You said not me.
The only time I would do that is if I'm like on like a date. If it's just me and one other person, then maybe I will do that.
Okay.
If we in a group, shut my food. I'm sorry. I hope it's good when it come out.
Right. I mean, and I hate it when stuff comes out at the same at a different time. You know, because I don't know. I don't really care. I'm like, if you get it first, then okay, I can sit and wait, but you can go ahead and eat. I don't really care like that. But I don't know. Like, sometimes I'll go out with friends and they'll be like sitting there waiting for everybody. I'm like, can I eat? Because I know you don't have your plate yet, but I'm hungry. Like, unless we're all gonna say grace together, why are we waiting? You know what I'm saying?
And quiet as a skip. If that's the case, we should say grace when we sat down.
For real.
Like, but, well, you know, but I do kind of have a rule like that. But that's at my house, like when I'm hosting. Like, usually, if I'm like hosting people over, what have you, like, I won't eat until everybody else has gotten their plate or what have you. Mm-hmm. But that's just part of being a good host. And I'm not hosting at the restaurant, so I'm going to eat when my food gets there.
Right. No, I get that. You want to make sure everybody's taken care of before you go ahead and sit down or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's, I'm just like, but they were saying that she was kind of trolling in the comments there, and maybe she was, I don't know. I mean, I feel like a lot of people just post stuff for reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether that was, I don't know. That struck me as an actual opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know this person, and I don't know what their nature of their tweets are, because if they might tweet stuff like that all the time, but it really struck me as, you know, genuine. And then she kind of doubled down in the next few tweets. So I don't know. That was interesting.
That's one of them things where it goes the way that you didn't think it was going to go. So you'd be like, oh, y'all, I was just playing. Nah, you was for real. You meant that.
So I forgot to mention, if you guys want to join and leave your opinion on camera, I forgot to put that in the chat. I'm going to leave that in, leave our link in the chat if you want to join us and, you know, jump in and banter with us on camera. You can do that. I'm looking at some of these these comments. Mama Shay says, child, I ain't paying for cold food. Listen. Ty McKinney is laughing as she say it, not say grace as soon as you sit down.
If that's what you want to do.
Look, I mean, you know, get it done, get it out of the way. And as it comes, it enters the grace area. You know, you've blessed the table.
Come on.
Blessed the table.
Come on. And the preparers. You probably should do it. Honestly, truthfully, you probably should do it before the food come out. Bless the preparers as they're preparing the food.
Okay. I think we've got Khalid joining us. Let me bring him in here.
And the preparers.
Khalid, how's it going? Oh, and can you turn your sound down on our stream, please?
Hello.
What's going on?
All is good. First of all, I can't believe that you love tennis because tennis is my favorite sport.
Oh, really?
I'm like one of those people, I'll be on my phone watching the matches, or if I can, like I go on Google to see like what's going on with the points. So like I was all over Wimbledon on this, like, and I'm happy that Barty won. I know the men's finals is going on right now. I don't even want to look because I'm like, I'm really nervous about that. But yeah, so that's awesome. I wanted to talk about, give my opinion on Wendy. People know who she is. People, they it's just like you either love her or you hate her. And I just think, you know, she said it from the beginning that she's extremely, you know, unapologetic, and she doesn't care. This is who I am. You either take it or leave it. And, you know, the fans are going to love it. I do get turned off by it, but I remember, you know, listening to Wendy Williams back, you know, in New York on WBLS. She was a mess and just, I mean, scandalous, but it was just that this is who I am. And I think people appreciate, I know there was a comment that was said that people appreciate the mess, but I think people also tend to respect honesty, because we're living in a day and age where there's a lot of phoniness going on and people want to be all PC and people are afraid to just voice and express their opinions. No matter how messy Wendy is, I respect it to an extent that she's so brutally honest and she's unapologetic about that. So for me, I'm like, I would rather respect somebody that they show me who they are and they say what they mean than somebody that's like, I don't know who you are. You're one way in front of me. And then you're somebody else, you know,
behind
my back. So if I see that this is how you are, I either accept it or I can be like, you know what? Thank you for showing me who you are, because now I know either to ride with you or not.
Okay. So you appreciate her sense of being genuine and just kind of saying it how it is and not really sugarcoating it.
Yes. But then another part, I just think she, yeah, it is tacky, but I think she does it for shock value. I think she knows that people like they're gonna talk about it. So the more you talk about her and the more she's trending and hashtagging on social media, that's gonna help the views. It's all shock value and a gimmick for viewership.
Okay. I mean, like, do you think that she was wrong in this situation, though? Like, what do you think about her as far as this announcement, like the way that this kind of segment?
It was extremely disrespectful. And I don't understand why bring up that topic if nobody really knew, nobody in the audience knew who he was. I mean, I'm not on TikTok, so I don't know the whole TikTok thing. I just think the story was not worthy enough to take up hot topic space. And I just kind of felt like, so she chose, because somebody mentioned that in the comments that she's one of the producers, because I said the producers choose it, but she is one of the producers. So I'm like, so then she chose it to just what, bash him? What was the objective of talking about it rather than just saying, okay, he had 2.something million followers, but I don't know who he is, but I have more, like, it was very tacky and just pointless. I just didn't see the point of it.
Yeah, like I said, I think that's yeah, go ahead, Marcus.
No, I was like I said, insert Cardi gift. What was the reason?
Precisely. Yeah, you know, and I think that's why I'm kind of in a middle ground with Wendy Williams, because it's just like, I get what you're saying, Khalid. Like, there's definitely an entertainment factor there for me that I get, but at the same time, it's like there's like a certain way of doing it. You have to have some tact with it, and she does stuff like this multiple times.
Bah.
And it's just not a good look. It's just not a good look. And you know, and that's why I said, you know, I hope that she learned from this. She probably won't.
She probably won't. I mean, I'm surprised that she's lasted this long, because people are so quick to want to cancel anybody. But I think, you know what? I think the only reason why she's not canceled is because she's an African-American woman. And I think if she would have been canceled because of comments she would have made, man, the blowback would have been, oh, it's because she's a woman. Oh, it's a race thing. Is it because you've canceled all these other people and this and that? And I think the networks in this day and age, I think they will be very afraid to cancel her. If it was somebody else, that maybe a different gender or even a different race, they would have canceled it. But I just think it's like, ooh, it's a little bit on the tippy toe to cancel her, because the things that she said, I mean, think about what people even have tweeted and they've been canceled, or, you know, or just there's so many other examples that I'm like, she should have been canceled a while ago. She said some extremely inappropriate things.
You know, my thing is, I will say that I feel like Wendy knows how far to push it for the network's sake.
Good point. Yeah,
because I feel like she won't say anything that is on the same level of just like just plain racist or anti-Semitic or homophobic. She won't go quite there.
Well, she's there's been a few like very borderline close of like homophobic things that people have said. It's like, oh, what she said was homophobic. But I think she almost got there, and then she kind of, you know, remember she has the earpiece. So they're talking to her. It's like, oh, back it up, you know, like don't go too far.
Okay. Well, you look, you know, I will be interesting to see what happens with her show, and I guess just that whole reaction, because I haven't really thought about networks being afraid of kind of canceling like a black correspondent or in this day and age.
Yeah, they would be. They would be very afraid to do it. So they would try to give as many chances as possible. They're afraid of the backlash that they would receive and how it would be perceived.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for giving us your opinion and jumping on. You know, you are free to jump on later, or, you know, when we have one of our other topics, you're free to jump back in. I'm going to leave this link in the chat, but I'm going to let you go, and then we're going to jump into this next topic.
Can't wait for the next topics.
All right, man. Our third topic, let me pull up this. Do I have this tweet up? No, I don't have that tweet. Sorry, y'all. Hold on one second. I am unprepared today. Okay. I thought I had it in my bookmarks. Now I have to go look in my DMs, because somebody shared, one of y'all shared this to me. I don't know where this, it's probably Brandon. Let me see if I can find it. Okay. So the tweet goes, it's from I am Chris Lee _. He says, all right, y'all, if you and your dude live together, does he need to be home by a certain time? Why or why not? So Marcus, why don't we jump into this? Well, you're the only one I can talk to now. Oh my gosh, I used to have like three people I could jump. It's all right though.
Go ahead. What was I gonna say? It's giving insecurity for me. It's I'm not here for it. Now that may be because of my own sort of like experience or what have you, because I can even look at my own parents. My mama would be out doing her thing because my dad is a homebody. So she'd be out doing whatever for whenever. And when I was a teenager, or when I was in college or what have you, we'd be coming back at the same time. Come back in the house at the 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, so on and so forth. So for me, it's like, you're coming home and you're not coming back with anything that you didn't leave here with. You come back how you left, and you're coming back with what you left with, your body and nobody else or no thing else. So it's whatever for me, but you know.
Okay. All right. I mean, for me, I'm just like, yeah, you gotta have to be home by a certain time. I'm just like, you know, when you're in a relationship, I feel like you have to know where each other is. There has to be some level of communication, that, you know, you're not worried about the other person. You know what I'm saying?
But that's different, because you can communicate. You can be like, hey, we still out, you know, whatever, what have you, or I'm still at what's your house. That don't mean I gotta be walking through the door. I can tell you where I'm at.
So wait, how late is it okay for, like, do you think it's okay for you to stay out? Like all night if you...
I mean, I feel like for me, if the only issue would be, you know, the only issue would be if I don't know where you at. Like if you didn't disappear for 7-8 hours and I don't know where you at, then okay, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. But like, I think, like, I've had situations where people who have been in relationships, we've been, you know, like they've come over, like we've just gotten caught up in whatever, what have you, and it's, you know, in the AM. And they shoot a quick message like, hey, I'm still at Wichita's house. Like, I need to sober up a bit before I come back. So this is what it is. And at least to my knowledge, they're significant other than trip. So for me, it's like, the time doesn't really matter as long as I know where you're at. Okay. Like.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, it's like once in a while, if you want to go like, you know, out with your friends like once in a while, but it can't be like a consistent thing where you're out to like 2 in the morning or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's just how I am. And I feel like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, we're going to do most of our stuff together anyway.
No, you have to put up this comment.
Okay. What? Brandon. He said, bring that asshole with a decent time.
I just had to pull it up. I absolutely do not agree, but I just wanted to be like, hey, Brandon. But yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it may just be because of my upbringing, because like how my family structure was, mm-hmm. to, you know, that I'm just like, as long as I know where you at, as long as I know where you at, you know, it is what it is. And I guess if I could give any sort of like consensus, it would be like, if this is something you're doing every weekend, then we may need to have a conversation. Because not so much as like, oh, I'm like, oh, I don't know what you're doing, or I don't know what you could be, you know, you could be getting up to. It's more so like, okay, if you feel like you got to go out with your friends every weekend and stay out till 2-3 o'clock in the morning every weekend, and some may mention. So I can agree from that standpoint. Like if it's a constant thing, then maybe we need to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, part of this like gave to me that, you know, you still want to be, not you, but I'm saying a lot of times why we can't get into relationships is because people want to keep that single status. And it's like, well, you can't do everything you were doing when you were single when you're in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there has to be some kind of compromise. There has to be some kind of rolling back of the of the singledom. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. How do you think about that? Do you think that you should be able to do anything that you want in a relation while you're in a relationship.
But see, okay, I'm about to tell on myself. The compromise is that I'm not here fucking nobody else. That's already the compromise, that we are together, that I am coming home to you, that you are in my house or I am in yours. That's already a compromise in my mind, at least. So that's already, you know, we're in a relationship because I'm coming back to you. I'm checking in with you. Now, right now, if I decide I'm gonna get up and go to the club today, I ain't got to tell nobody. If I decide I'm gonna get up and go home with somebody tonight, I ain't got to tell nobody. I ain't got to check in with nobody. I don't have to do any of those sort of things. I may want to, you know, for my own safety, but I ain't got to do none of that. And the fact that now I am, you know, I am like letting somebody know, I'm letting, you know, I'm telling you where I'm at, I'm doing all these sorts of things, that is the compromise, like, at least to me.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to go to some of these comments. I'm going to mull that over a little bit. Because I get what you're saying. And the thing is, like, you know, for me, I don't want to be like a super controlling, mm-hmm. like, partner. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? But I feel like there's a middle ground where it's just like, I don't know. You're not, I don't know. Well, I'll think about it some more. Because maybe we are on the same page if I just give it some more thought. You know what I'm saying? But I want to go mm-hmm. to some of these comments. Connected says, mm-hmm. when you live with someone, there is a certain level of respect. That level and the dynamics of the relationship are different for each couple.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. I mean, I think that kind of falls in the realm of what we're both kind of talking about. Mama Shay is saying the question seems super controlling, so many extenuating circumstances that don't vibe with a curfew.
And that also made me my thing, like, curfew, like, that is, that riles me up on the inside. Like, you're telling me where I got to be and when I got to be. Listen, I almost told off on myself. But y'all know the organization I'm a part of. There are things that happen that I cannot deal with being told where I got to be, when I got to be anymore. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't, you know, I don't think I would, you know, I feel like for me, if I were in a relationship, I would not be out. I mean, personally, if I'm in a relationship, I'm not going to the club, to be quite honest. But, you know, at the same time, I don't have a whole bunch of friends asking me to go out all the time either. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I guess if the situation were that I had friends that were kind of asking me out, like, I may go once in a while, but the club life is kind of done to me unless we're going out together. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just, you know, and that's what I think of when I say you need to be home at a certain time, like you're going to the club or you're hanging out with your friends till, like, you know, 2 a.m. or something like that. Be home by like 10.
But you know what I'm thinking about, though? What also may be a factor into this is you have to ask the question of what is it that you're thinking of, what is you're expecting when you go to the club? Because if you're expecting to go to the club and, like, leave with somebody, or, you know, to go and do whatever with whoever, then I can understand being like, well, no, don't go to the club. Like, I think about when I went to the club with my friend a couple of days ago. I was on my good behavior. I wasn't, you know, with nobody. We were just literally having fun. Like, we was in there dancing with each other, pretty much, just enjoying having a good time. Mm-hmm. Like, and for me, that's kind of what it is. That's kind of what me being out in the club and stuff is about, just having fun, not necessarily trying to go home with somebody mm-hmm. all the time.
All the time. No. Yeah. And I get that. And that's why, I don't know, I just think out of respect for my partner, I would not go to a place where generally you're out there. I mean, like, I would say, like, 90% of the time you're out there, you know, you're seeing who's around, you're flirting. If you're not, I mean, if you're not trying to go out with somebody, there's always the flirtation aspect. There's, you know, there's all these other factors. Like, why would you put yourself in that situation? And so that's why I'm like, I wouldn't even go to the club. I would just, if I were going to go to the club, I would go to dance with my partner and then go home. And I wouldn't even be there till like 2 a.m. I may go there for like an hour, hour and a half, and then go home. You know, but yeah, so there's that. I'm trying to see what other people are saying here in the in the chat here. Khalid is saying, I go to the clubs for music and depends on who the DJ is and just hanging with friends. Okay. I mean, and you know, I feel like a lot of people do that as well. You know, it's like, it's a very, it can be a very platonic thing, but I also feel like there's always, I'm gonna say, you have eyes and your eyes are looking all over. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just, you're not just there to listen to music. You know what I'm saying? Because right. if you wanted to go listen, you could do that in your house. That's just, you can make a drink and you could put your favorite songs on in your house. Why are you giving that power up to somebody else? You know what I'm saying? Because you want to be in the atmosphere. You want to see who's around.
I was with you till you said that last one. Like, it is a different, I could turn on some music right now, like literally right now, and it would be a different feel than if I'm in the club with like the music bumping. And like, you know, perfect example. Okay. When I went out on Friday, like the DJ started playing like this, like Whitney, like mix. Like I put up a couple, I don't know if anybody was able to sing it, but I put up a couple of videos of me and my friend in the club. It's like singing along to the tracks. And like, you know how the DJ will play like, and then I cut the track so that the whole like crowd is like singing whatever with it. Mm-hmm. That's a different vibe. I could put on those same songs on my, probably in the same order in my house, and it's gonna feel different. It's just a different vibe. Like, I wasn't thinking about them people. I wasn't thinking about them niggas at the club at that point in time. Mm-hmm. But it was like legit, like I wanted that environment. I wanted to be like amongst people.
Got you. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I feel in the minority in this group.
Actually, you're not. Brandon agrees with you.
Oh, well, Brandon, thank you, Brandon. I don't know him, though, if he's still watching. But but it's all good. It's all good. We still have one more topic to talk about. This might be kind of short, but it's interesting. Let me see if I can bring this up on the screen. This is about a scary text from an ex. Now, I don't think that this is this person's actual text, but that they got it from somebody else who posted it. You know how people just be mm-hmm. resharing stuff. So let me pull this up. So this is from @Chin Khalifa?
Sure.
Yeah. Or Chin Khalifa. I don't know. I can't tell. Anyway, the text reads, "Hi, I know we haven't spoken for a while, but I just wanted to say, even though I have moved on and I am happy with my girlfriend, I hope you know that I will always love you no matter what. You will forever be my soulmate. At the same time, I wish you was dead. Every time she tries to make me happy, it's not the same as how you did. You used to give me butterflies and she just gives me worms. I don't know why I'm telling you. I'm sorry. Everything's effed right now. I wish you were still with me. Good luck finding another man like me." Laughing face. Oh my gosh.
That was chaotic.
It really was. So, can we just start off with just reactions to that? Because, yeah.
Run basically. Far away.
That is so weird. And like to see that it's like from this no-name Instagram account, they have no picture, you know, that's also scary. Blocking, no, like I would completely block people like this. Have you ever gotten some weird texts like that though, Marcus? Have you gotten like crazy, like, you know, maybe some people who've been kind of a little bit obsessed or something? Or
no, not romantically. I've gotten some weird stuff, especially through social media, but nothing in like the romantic angle. Like, I thank God for that. But yeah, I haven't got anything like that from like a romantic standpoint.
Yeah. Khalid's asking, is this real? It seems like a fake text. It could be fake. But I think it brings up a good conversation anyway. But I think because of the bad grammar is why I'm like, this is probably real. It's like perfectly, like, you know, it's perfectly spell checked and everything. So that's why I think it's it might be real.
And I will say, I mean, there are people who do stuff like this. Like, you know, I've seen people legit be obsessed. They be like, if I can't have you, nobody can. And I'll still, there are songs about it, like popular songs about this type of situation. So it probably is real.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah, I mean, I won't say that I've had anything quite this alarming. I mean, if anybody said, I wish you was dead, that's like, whoa. Let me call
the cops. Wait. You know what I'm saying? Well, wait, hold on. Maybe I misunderstood. I thought they were talking about the person that they're with, that they wish that they was there so they could be back with the old person.
No, the line is, you will forever be my soulmate. At the same time, I wish you was dead.
Oh, yeah, call the police. Call the people. Oh, they got even worse. Yeah, call the people. Call the people.
Yeah, I mean, that's some scary mess. Like, you know, like, I have to be looking out my window to see if you're going to be like the street light looking up or something. You know what I'm saying? That's some scary stuff. I haven't had quite anything quite that alarming. You know, I have had some people who will repeat, like, you know, okay, so you know how you will be on like a Jacked or a Grindr, and then you delete your profile, but then you'll get back on like, you know, a year later or something. And it's like the same people hit you up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the same people. And it's just like, this didn't work the first time, didn't work the second time. Why do you continuously try to reach, like, it is like, why do you not get the hint? And so, you know, you kind of have, like, I found that, you know, sometimes I have to just like, almost scroll through and see if I see any of these people and just block them.
You saying that, like, I didn't even think about it like in this case, but yes, like, I've had people like on some of these dating things that just message every day, and I'm just like, if I didn't respond the first time, if I blew you off the second time, why are you still messaging me 3, 4 and 5 times later? Like, go away. Take the hint. Like, I'm trying not to be one of them people that you know, just go off on your inbox so that you screenshot me and put me on your own social media. But you're going to take me there, because leave me alone.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, so I'm looking through some of these chats. Some people have some stories here. Let's start with Khalid. Khalid is saying, boy, I had a crazy ex who sent me bad texts. I had to end up carrying pepper spray. He knew where I lived. I think he continues by saying he tried stabbing me with a big Michael Myers-like knife. Khalid, I am so sorry to hear that. Wow. I mean, and that's, you know, I really hope I never have to get into a situation like that. And I mean, I'm glad you're okay now. Yeah. That's crazy. Mama Shay says, I had an ex I blocked back 1.5 years later. Oh, I had an ex that I blocked come back 1.5 years later via Words with Friends. So, yeah. So now I blocked them on everything, but you see me on Words with Friends.
Words with Friends. What?
Oh my gosh. Like, hey, what's going on? Like, hey, beautiful. Like, you know, like, no.
Words with Friends.
And you know, he probably was just like, you know, start a new game or something, and it just popped up, you know. All of a sudden you're in a game with this dude. Like, oh my gosh, Mama Shay, I'm so sorry to hear that. So sorry to hear that. I think there was one more. Oh, Connected was saying, as I shared recently, I got off the dating apps because someone on my block sends me stalkerish messages about my body or what I'm wearing. Yeah. People on these apps are weird. Now, and that's another reason why I just don't really even mess around. Like, I'll get on for for maybe a couple months, and then I'll be like, okay, y'all ain't really doing nothing, and let me skid out of here, because the only people that are actually talking are weirdos. And they talk about that. Like, I don't know if you remember, there was this one tweet. I don't know if this is more splitting the bill type talk, but there was this one tweet, I think you had shared it, Marcus, or Brandon had shared it, about, you know, there was this man that messaged this guy talking about, I want to stick a popsicle in you and watch it melt or something.
I think Brandon shared that, but yeah.
It was just so off the wall. Like, and that's the type of stuff. It's just like, you're going too far. Like, you're going too far.
That's the hit. Yeah, this is probably definitely teetering on splitting the bill. But, you know, I'm not going to yuck your yum. I have plenty of things myself. But you can't just throw that at nobody like that.
Exactly. I mean, like, if that's what y'all want to do, like, go ahead and do that. But don't, like, not in a, like, that's not a text message comment. That's a, I know you for a while, and you want to try something new type of conversation. I would still say no, because no, but you know.
You can't just throw that at nobody. You got to prep the bullshit like that.
Exactly. So, my gosh. Okay, so Born in Sapphire is saying, I had a phone stalker when I was 15, 16, and he was 29 or 30. Yes, I did some dumb teen things. Yeah, you know, I'm so, it's like, people are exactly what Ty is saying. Folks be creepy. Sorry. I'm so sorry that everybody had all these crazy situations.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be very careful about the people that you come in contact with. I mean, I think that's it for us for right now. Folks. Focus at popsicles in the booty, SMH. Shake my head. That was, you know, and we'll end off there. But we do have splitting the bill coming up. So, you know, if that's kind of where we ended this conversation, you can just imagine where splitting the bill is going to go. But again, I'm Jared D. King, here with Marcus Haynes. You can find us on Twitter at Jared D. King and at Loose as a Deuce. So let me give myself just a tiny bit of something in here, because I've been drank everything before we do our toast. Okay. Do you have anything left? You have nothing left.
I have nothing. Nothing.
Okay. Nothing. So until next time, be careful what you say, because the boys will brunch. Take care.